maybe Adam Uzo might throw up a suggestion for us. He was a star with the Melbourne Footy Club, and he's now there as an assistant coach, and I'm sure one of the reasons why they're having a much improved season on the last couple. Adam Uzo, hello to you.
How you going, guys?
We're good. Yeah, you're not putting your hand up Nick Del Santo style to make a comeback at any point, are you?
Oh, well, if there was any chance.
Left footer.
Last year, rupturing my Achilles during COVID isn't a good sign. So, yeah, maybe I had my ambitions mixed up with my capabilities. But, yeah, it's an interesting one. I think over the next few years, those sorts of things might happen. So, who knows, even Shawnee Berger might do it next year as well.
He's going to just keep going and going, the energy bunny. Hey, Uz, I want to ask you, we've just been talking about the terminology forward connection. So we think we understand what that means. It's the ability for the ball carrier, often a midfielder, kicking inside forward 50 and picking the right option. How complex is that to start with? How difficult is that to have that great connection?
Yeah, I think every club would have that terminology and would train it over and over and over. I think the hardest thing is actually getting the ball carrier with time and space to get his eyes up and connect. So I think a lot of the drills that you do is to try to provide that option first and then the synergy between the kicker and the forward. So the hardest thing in the game these days is getting that opportunity where you do have time and space to connect. So most of the time you're going inside 50 under pressure. So we just try to make it really simple and basic for our players to know where to kick it and what options will be available. But the times that you can get some clean air, then it's just an execution thing. So, yeah, it's an ongoing battle that I think every club would be going through.
And for, as a coach, is it also extremely difficult to have a one-size-fits-all policy when going inside forward 50? You might have a kicker like Melchum, who I think is a really good kick, so what you tell him is completely different to someone you probably don't rate as high by foot. How do you have those conversations, and how do you actually get the best-case scenario for everybody as an individual?
Yeah, well, we'd hope that we'd they'd have an understanding of what the forwards would be providing, what options, and then it is a little bit up to your capability. So there'll be types of kicks, whether it's corridor kick or some really high risk kicks that would kind of leave it up to the player. So unless they start to try to pull it off a few too many times, then we'll make that decision and make that judgment on them. But all we try and work on is our forwards would be providing options and the kicker making the right decision. So, there would be an element of the higher risk if you don't have that in your kick bag. Don't even bother.
Adam, we were talking earlier about how and why teams can look so good one week and not play so well the next week. And we were using St Kilda as an example from last week to this week. Does everything revolve in football around effort? Is that the single most important sort of foundation layer to how you can maintain success on the field and how you can execute your game plan the best to your team's ability?
Yeah, a little bit. And there is a fair bit around the system too. So I think I went and had a look at St Kilda and Richmond on the weekend and you can get seduced with Richmond's ball movement. But the thing that stands out to them, to me, when they're on is their team defence. Like they strangle you. They don't allow you to come through the corridor. Their pressure on the footy is elite. And the games that they struggle in, that's the area of the game that seems like it drops off. So if you watch the Sydney game against Richmond, it looked like Richmond's team defence wasn't at the level that they'd expect. So I think if your mindset's around denying the opposition flowing the ball, you're starting at the right spot.
It's one of the areas where you guys have made a marked improvement in, Adam Uzo. The first of those is your turnovers. You commit the least amount of turnovers in the competition this year. The other one, though, is you concede the least amount of points. So everything you've just spoken about is really at the cornerstone this year of, I think, what Melbourne have been able to do, going undefeated 4-0 for the first time since 1994. How finite, though, is it between that working and not working? Because you're going to get the first real test of that with no Steve May this afternoon. Young Harrison Petty comes in, but it can sometimes live on a knife's edge.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. So today's a really good test based on the opponent as well. So the Hawks have had over 400 possessions a game, so they're going to test our defence. So and in saying that, obviously we have got Maisie out, but we feel like if we've got a good system and our team defence is on, that every ball should be pressured. So we'd hope that any entry is under heat, and hopefully that helps young Harrison Petty out. So, yeah, well, the mindset's the key. Coming to a game when you're 4-0, you can start to think about offence rather than defence. So we've been really pushing the fact that we want to really be really stingy in our defence and our offence to fly on the back of that.
Adam, we really appreciate you joining us. It's fantastic insight, and it tells a real story about how Melbourne have been able to get the start that they have this year. We hope that that can continue for you today. Good luck with it, and good luck for the rest of the season.
No worries, guys. Thanks a lot.
Adam Uzay, great.